soldier's ear. But while he stopped dying, he put the soldier's ear right back on him. That's a bad night, man.
All right, pal.
What kind of stuff is this? Says, Sam, the left. Let me tell you something. This woman did a great work. Matthew said, because he said, you all have the poor with you always.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of Superintendent Maurice Johnson and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday worship service is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 o'clock p.m. Tuesday night Bible study is on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Friday Joy Night is on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple prayer line at 9:30 a.m. In today's broadcast, you will hear an uplifting message from Evangelist Brian Dudley, the former member and one of the Wings members of Georgia. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
What are you doing with the life that God has given you?
Right.
And now that you're over on his side, what are you doing now that you are professing salvation? You've been saved from something. We're connected to the Creator. He's created us fearfully and wonderfully. He does awesome things. What are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? The question I want to ask is, now that you think you're thinking about it, okay, well, I'm doing this. Everybody can say they're doing something. I'm not here to say you're not doing anything. But what the Lord sent me here to encourage you with is, what is your true capacity? What is your real capacity? Yes. What is capacity? Capacity is the amount that something can contain. Glory to God. You mean to tell me you got 40,000 miles of blood vessels and all that running through there, but what have you put in it? Glory to God. What is it doing for us? What is it doing for you? It's the amount that something can produce. That there are many times that opportunities present themselves to us and we can't take advantage of the opportunity sometimes because it's the wrong timing. Y'all ain't saying nothing. We don't have enough money to go with the opportunity. We don't have enough knowledge. Come on. Or sometimes you're just insecure. Come on. So what is your, we're not able to take advantage of the opportunities that present itself to us because our capacity. small. I know I hollered a little bit, we might get there. But your capacity to hold it, it ain't deep enough. Glory to God. Just stick with me, y'all. Stick with me. Your capacity to maintain it, sister, it's too low. It's too low. So I wanna, when the Lord said, okay, I want you to preach about capacity, I said, okay. You know, all right. So what you want to talk about? He gave me, we're going to have a quick math class. He gave me the formula. The formula that we learned in school, length times width is the area of something. I meant to have a piece of paper. Length times width is an area. This is good right here. Thank you, Jesus. Length times width is the area. When we talk about area, if I lay this right here, this will only cover the width of this paper. Y'all following me? Doesn't matter where I lay the tissue, the tissue is only going to cover this as wide as it is. I can try and pour something in the tissue, but it's going to roll off. Y'all know what I'm saying, Mr. Chairman? I can try, if I pour water on the tissue right now, if I pour water on the paper, it's going to roll off. It's only going to be able to cover a certain area because of how wide it is. And the Lord began to tell me that's where half of us are. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. We've been in this thing called church all our lives, and all we do, we got area. We've got, y'all ain't y'all looking. All we got now. All we got is area. You've been shouting the same way. I just have area.
All right.
But it's time to come out of area.
Yes.
And I'm going to talk in here. Doesn't matter how old you are. Jesus. Doesn't matter. It's not about the age.
That's right.
Hallelujah. It's time to come out of area. So, let's talk about it. It's a flat piece of paper. Let's look at it. If we have a size to it, then, you know, it's a little thicker. Y'all see that?
Yeah.
If it was just area, it would be this bottom, whole little bottom part right here.
Yeah.
But when I add a little height, it can look thick, don't it?
Yeah.
And that's what some of us are, too. It's a little, we look thick, it's a little thickness on us, you know, I can hold my hope so. I can do all that, but my so, it ain't changing my life. My life is still the same. Y'all understand that? Because to everybody else, I look fit.
Yeah.
But when God looks at me, I'm just as thin as I don't know what. Y'all ain't saying that. Y'all ain't saying that. I can't even really cast out a headache. I just got the look. Y'all ain't saying that. I'm as thin as I look on the face. I'm on that knee. What is that? With the look. I don't know. Churches to another level. And if we're gonna go to another level, y'all, It's time to be what God has called us to be. And in order to be what God has called us to be, somebody shout deeper. Y'all ain't saying nothing. In order to be what God is calling us to be, we got to go deeper. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Deeper in what, sis? I got to go deeper in his word. I got to go deeper with my love for him. I got to go deeper with the time that I spend with him. I looked at James. That's James, the first chapter, verse 2 through 4. I looked at it in the Message Bible. Let's look at this. How do I go deeper? You can't go deeper skipping through the tulips every day. The Bible says the way into the kingdom is through trials. I thought I had some of y'all quote that with me. It's through trials and tribulation, sis. That's how we're gonna get in there. If you gonna make it to heaven, you gonna have an issue. Y'all ain't saying that. It's gonna be a problem. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You gonna have to struggle. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Everything ain't gonna go the way that you want it to go. You gonna have to suffer. You gonna have to cry. You gonna have to get on your face. But that's the way into deeper. That's how you go deeper.
That's right.
James, first chapter, 2-4, Message Bible. It says, consider it a sheer gift, friends, when tests and challenges come to you from all sides. Count it all joy, is what the King James says. When you begin to go through diverse temptations, it says, you know, back to the Message Bible, it says, you know, listen up, you know that your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. It says you know that your faith life is forced into the open. Pressure shows me what I really got. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Into the open.
Yes.
That means I'm under so much pressure, Mama Mosley. I'm under so much pressure, and I'm trying to hang on.
Yes.
That my faith gets forced. It gets pushed. I got so much pressure on me. Yes. So I'm so weighted down with trials. Faith is what we hope for. That's what the Bible says.
That's what it says.
It's the proof. Ain't that something? My faith is my proof of what I can't see. That means I don't care whether you see it or not.
That's right.
All right.
That means I don't care if it, what these young people talking about. Manifest ain't nothing but a bunch of demonology. Y'all ain't saying
that. That's right.
I don't care nothing about that. It's what I believe. It's forced into the open. I'm showed what I'm made of. Am I just a jailbreak saint? Have I just been here for 65 years with no faith? Y'all ain't saying nothing. Do I look the part, y'all? Do I look the part? Stepping all over my skirt and got all these medicine sellers trying to look like I'm all the people's home. But I ain't got nothing. And as soon as something hits my life, ready to quit, stepping on my skirt with the medicine stockings, and I still have no sight. okay. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and it shows its true colors. It's going to show what you really are.
Amen.
And it says, so don't try to get out of anything prematurely.
Right.
Stay there. The old saints used to say, stay there. Get on your knees and stay there. I'm going to kill the spirit of the Lord. Come on, tarry a little while. Y'all know what I'm saying? We don't want to tarry no more. We want to come here 30 minutes and get on out. And ain't nobody making a living. Nobody's been set free. We ain't got no new revelation. But tarry there. Wait. Don't try to come out of it prematurely. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. I know it's been 6 years. I know it's been 10 years. I know it's been 15 years. And you're still in it. But I can't even encourage you. Stay there.
Yeah.
It's working for you.
Yeah.
Ooh, Lord. Oh, yes, sir. I'm thinking about the scripture in 2 Corinthians 4. 17 and 18, and it talks about so what we. Well, I thought you had. I won't let you say it. But it talks about our light and momentary affliction is working in us a far greater glory. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but we fix our eyes on what is not seen.
Yeah, that's right.
It's easy to quit.
Yes, it is.
I came to encourage the saints.
Yes.
It's easy to quit.
Yes, it is.
I know your children been cutting up for 10 years. Y'all ain't saying nothing. They ain't act right in 15 years. But the hand of the Lord is still on their lives. And if you stay there, you'll see them saved before you shut your eyes.
Yeah.
of debt. Hallelujah. Later, for all of this other stuff,
yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. In the end, it doesn't really matter. What does it really matter? What it is that's all gone. That's all we know. The scripture even encourages us in all your getting.
Understand.
It is. Get an understanding. Get an understanding. Get some knowledge in your head. Get some knowledge in your head. This is for some of y'all young girls. Get some knowledge in your head, because this right here, it's only good during this time right here.
Same.
Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. I can't shout at the light bill office. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I can't shout my rent. I got to pay it. Y'all ain't saying nothing. That means I gotta have wisdom and discipline about how to hold and maintain my cash. Y'all ain't saying nothing.
Oh yeah.
You better help us.
I need some depth. Depth. Somebody shout death.
Yeah.
I want death. If God took the time to create and to place in me, I didn't even finish reading half of it. I didn't want to bore you anymore. But I didn't even finish reading half of it. But not only did he place those natural things in you, but there is purpose.
Yes.
That is sitting inside of there. And can't nobody get that out but you.
That's right.
Y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody can get that out of you but you. Glory to God. That means you got to step out.
Uh-huh.
You got to step out.
Yeah.
Step out. Doesn't matter if it's been done before you. It don't matter if nobody's there to help you. If God is telling you to do it, you got to come on and step out. Because the Bible says, the scripture says, Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of my Father. What does that mean? My meat is to do the will of my Father. But what does that mean? Well, the way the Lord gave it to me, when you eat a piece of steak, Mama Judy, that thing sits there. And you're satisfied. You're satisfied for a long time. Now you eat a salad. Eat a salad if you want to. In the next 45 minutes to an hour, you're hungry again. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And what I want to encourage you, until you move in purpose, you'll always be dissatisfied. Because satisfaction comes with doing his will.
That's right.
All right. Fulfilling purpose is what satisfies me. Fulfilling purpose, I don't have to be paid for it. Y'all ain't saying nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Fulfilling purpose, I don't have to have a big crowd. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Fulfilling purpose, I don't have to be in the limelight. All I got to be doing is what God called me to do.
That's right.
And when I'm fulfilling purpose, it doesn't matter how Aunt Linda does it. I know what my purpose is. And I can do it the only way I can do it. Now, if you want something else, then you call that person. But as long as you call me, that's what you got. Because that's all I can do, sis.
That's right. Say it.
That's all right.
That's good.
I'm only good at being me.
That's right.
Lord have mercy.
Right.
I can't tell you how many years I struggled with being me. Yes. Trying to be what people, that's what I'm saying. Trying to be what people wanted me to be. I began to think about that thing. I said, you know what? I've been having problems with this thing all my life. Even as a little girl, my mother had to intercede with me as a little girl with a grown woman because she didn't like the fact that I could sing. And so I always had the issue with somebody not liking me for who or what I was. to go deeper. Glory to God. We got to get deeper. The music don't make me deeper. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. The crowd don't make me deeper. Hallelujah. The way I look don't make me deeper. My trials and tribulations are working for me. And can I tell you, we done had some.
Yes.
Y'all ain't talking to me.
Yes.
I told you this morning, we look better than what we really been through.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
That's how you know your faith is worth something. Huh? God knows how to make you look like you ain't been through nothing.
That's right.
And you done been through hell and high water. Wrote the check, got the stamp to prove it. You done been through something. I'm not just talking about me, I'm talking about you. Ain't you been through something?
Yeah.
All right then. You done been through something. And the reason why it didn't take you out is because purpose is smeared all over you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to another level. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. If you had it took your own life, you wouldn't have been here to write the song now, would you? But that you said not so. Hallelujah. Purpose. Ha! Purpose is what keeps me going. When everything else in me says quit, call it quits. But it's my purpose. Purpose works even when you ain't. Your purpose is at work, Christy. Even if you are not. It's moving. It's operating. It's turning over in you. Yes, sir. Your purpose is what's keeping you here. Lose your purpose. Lose your purpose. And you've lost it all. I just want to encourage you. Go deeper. Whatever you've been doing, it's time to do more.
Yes.
Glory to God. Whatever you've been thinking, it's time to get it out of here and get it in the line of your sight. It's time to get it out of here and I just got so much in me. It's just so much in me, I just can't get it. Start with something. Can I help you? Start with something. It's time to start with something. It's time to get moving. We don't have all day.
That's right.
And half of us, I tell you, we on the other back side of life. Y'all. When I got past